This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. India and Canada today exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney today held delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders reviewed the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global development. Addressing a joint press meet with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney, Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern. He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. He added that the two sides today decided to establish the India-Canada Defence Dialogue. The conflict in West Asia intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel and the United States bombed targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Amid the growing tension, top Iranian security official Ali Larijani has vowed that Iran will not negotiate with the United States. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has strongly condemned the recent U.S. airstrikes that killed Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Araghchi described the strikes as an unlawful act of aggression and asserted that Iran's actions constitute self-defense. Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar today till the end of the day. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. The centre has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in the wake of Israel-US strikes against Iran. Sources say that the Union Ministry of Home Affairs has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. In Jammu and Kashmir, the normal life has been affected across Kashmir region due to restrictions imposed across all districts of Kashmir following widespread protests against the killing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei in US-Israel bombing in Iran. Crude oil prices jumped around 9% as market participants fear the U.S.-Iran war will have broader regional ramifications that will lead to a major supply disruption. Asia-Pacific stock markets fell sharply today due to heightened tension in West Asia. Investors sold shares on fears of disrupted energy supplies, causing oil prices to spike while defense stocks rose. As fear gripped the market, gold and silver are witnessing a rise in prices. President Draupadi Murmu today dedicated 4 schemes to the women of Delhi. The schemes include the Lakhpati Bitya scheme, Saheli Pink Smart Card, Meri Punji Mera Adhikar and the Free LPG Cylinder scheme. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu underscored that women are an indispensable pillar of society. Expressing confidence in the impact of the newly launched schemes, President Murmu said these initiatives will instill confidence in the women of the national capital and inspire them to rise and achieve new heights. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today stressed the need for strong internal security, technology-driven policing and conviction-oriented criminal justice delivery while addressing the state-level conference of SPs and commandants at Itanagar. He urged coordination with law and judiciary departments to improve conviction rates. He called for improvement in border vigilance, particularly along Myanmar, and proactive measures to check illegal immigration through a digitally upgraded inline permit system. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.